From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Hello listeners, how are you today? With me, Ahmad Faisal. I'm so fine. I also hope that listeners, all of you are fine. And today, on Wednesday, you can also do your best, listeners. And listeners, for today edition, I would like to accompany you 60 minutes ahead. And we also would like to present some programs started with news, information, commentary, and other information, as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with our news. And stay with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Opening Trade Expo Indonesia, Indonesian President Joko Widodo calls on optimism. Indonesia has a great opportunity to increase exports to Latin America and the Caribbean. I'm Rahmawati, now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo officially opened the 37th Trade Expo Indonesia in 2022 on Wednesday in Tangerang, Banten Province. In his remarks, the president emphasized the importance of maintaining optimism in the midst of the current world recession. He said in the second quarter of 2022, Indonesia still grew by 5.44%, the highest among other countries in the world. In addition, according to the president, Indonesia can still control inflation at 4.9% in the second quarter of 2022 and even only 5.9% after the policy of increasing fuel prices was announced. Another reason for the importance of maintaining optimism is Indonesia's trade balance surplus for 29 consecutive months. According to the president, from January to September 2022, Indonesia's trade balance surplus reached about $39 billion. However, the president emphasized maintaining the spirit of optimism must also be followed by vigilance.
Ini jumlah yang tidak sedikit. Ini juga berkat kerja keras Bapak Ibu sekalian.
This is not a small amount. This is also because of the hard work of the people. So we all have to remain optimistic, even though international institutions say this year is difficult. Next year will be dark. Our country must remain optimistic, but must be vigilant. Be careful, because the storm is difficult to calculate, difficult to predict, and how far the impact will spread to us.
Sulit diprediksi, sulit dikalkulasi. Akan menyebar sampai kemana, imbasnya ke kita seperti apa.
According to the head of state, to maintain economic stability amid the challenges of a recession, Indonesia has implemented a number of strategies that are carried out in mutual cooperation.
Kalau negara-negara lain, misalnya mengatasi inflasi yang bergerak hanya bank sentralnya dengan menaikkan suku bunga,
if other countries, for example, deal with inflation that moves only the central bank raises interest rates, in Indonesia, there is not the only source of inflation. In that market, what is resolved by the regional budget is closed from the regional budget. Transportation costs from producers to markets, from producers to consumers, both move. Together, the monetary authority moves, the fiscal authority moves, then the regions also move.
Otoritas moneter bergerak, otoritas fiskal bergerak, kemudian daerah juga bergerak.
Trade Expo Indonesia 2022 is held from October 19 to the 23rd, 2022. This event showcases a number of key sectors such as manufacturing, healthcare, beauty, food and beverage, furniture and home decoration, digital services. In addition to transactions of $10 billion, Trade Expo Indonesia 2022 is also targeted to be able to bring 66,000 visitors both online and offline from abroad. Next, we have the Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs that has finished holding the Indonesia and Latin America and the Caribbean Business Forum 2022 in Serpong, Tangerang, Banten Province on October 17 to the 18, 2022. The forum carried the theme Transforming into a New Era. Director General of America and Europe Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Umar Hadi, at the 2022 INALAC 2022, said the Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs, Retno LP Marsudi, in her speech via video message said, Indonesia has a great opportunity to be able to increase exports in Latin America and the Caribbean.
Perlunya ekspansi pasar melalui perjanjian dagang atau trade agreements. Total perdagangan
The need for market expansion through trade agreements, Indonesia's total trade with South America and the Caribbean is currently only 0.4%. Of the total trade in the Latin America and Caribbean region with the world, it means that there are still great opportunities for Indonesia to encourage more exports of products and services from Indonesia to the other countries in the region.
Bagi Indonesia untuk lebih banyak mendorong ekspor produk dan jasa dari Indonesia ke negara-negara di kawasan itu.
In addition, Director General Umar Hadi also said, Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi in her speech also said that the INALAC Business Forum was intended to facilitate potential investors in recognizing potential opportunities in the digital economy. Minister Retno explained that the forum was also to improve integration Indonesian and Latin American and Caribbean economies in global supply chains, especially in the green economy sector. Furthermore, Umar Hadi said the 2022 INALAC Business Forum recorded an investment plan of $8 billion by Valley SA Company from Brazil along with its partners for industrial development nickel in Indonesia. The last national news comes from the Indonesia and Latin America and the Caribbean Business Forum 2022 or INALAC 2022, which took place in Serpong, Tangerang, Banten, October 17 to the 18, 2022, is a momentum for countries in the region, including Chile, to promote better cooperative relations with Indonesia. This was stated by the Secretary General for Foreign Affairs, Alex Wetzik, on the sidelines of the INALAC 2022 event to media.
I think for this event, mainly to show what is Chile and what can we offer to the Indonesian for make business and, as I said, develop a more closer political relation. The consultation is the review of all aspects of our bilateral relation.
In addition, as the core of the forum INALAC 2022, companies from Indonesia and Latin America and the Caribbean have met in business pitching and business matching sessions, both offline and online. In 2022, the forum managed to attract more than 500 participants, the majority of whom participated virtually due to the pandemic. The INALAC Business Forum also facilitated more than 100 business meetings that resulted in business deals worth a total of more than $16 million in mining, agriculture, and property investment, as well as potential deals worth more than $162 million in the manufacturing and fertilizer sectors. Now we move to the international news. India and the United Kingdom created a new defense industry joint working group and held its first meeting on the sidelines of DEF Expo 2022. India's major defense exhibition, the British High Commission in New Delhi, said on Tuesday. The diplomatic mission noted that the joint group is part of the initiative of the two countries aimed at strengthening defense cooperation through industrial collaboration. According to the British High Commission, the UK issued its first open general export license in the Indo-Pacific region to India as part of a deeper partnership between the states, which reduced shipment time for defense purchases. Next, we have the United Nations Office of Counterterrorism and Uzbekistan agreed an action plan on Tuesday that will establish a virtual network for combating cyber terrorism in Central Asia, the Uzbek Foreign Ministry said. The document was signed by UN Undersecretary General Vladimir Voronkov and Uzbekistan's Foreign Minister Vladimir Norov on the sidelines of an international conference on border security and management cooperation to counter terrorism underway in Dushanbe, Tajikistan. Now we move to South Korea and Vietnam that have agreed to elevate their relationship to a comprehensive strategic partnership as they mark the 30th anniversary of diplomatic ties this year. South Korean Foreign Minister Park Jin held talks with his Vietnamese counterpart Bui Tan Son in Hanoi on Tuesday to discuss ways to improve bilateral ties, the situation on the Korean Peninsula, and other regional issues. We end the news with Australia and Singapore that agreed on Tuesday, October 18, on a green economy deal to boost cooperation on climate investment, financing, and technology. Singapore Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong told a news conference in Canberra that the agreement would start with initiatives such as developing a list of environmental goods and services that could be given preferential trade treatment. Well, listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Oh,
Listener, today's Diplomatic Corner highlights the Indonesian Embassy promotes Indonesian cultures in Namibia. The Indonesian Embassy in Windhoek held a performance to promote Indonesian culture to the people of Namibia. Indonesian Ambassador to Namibia Wisnu Edy, in his statement from the Indonesian Embassy in Windhoek on Saturday, explained that cultural promotion would further introduce Indonesia to the people of Namibia, strengthen relations between the community, and open new collaboration opportunities. The event was attended by more than 120 invited guests from government officials, diplomatic circles, business people, academicians, journalists, and friends of Indonesia. The event was also opened with Balinese gamelan music accompanying the pandet dance by four Indonesian girls who go to school in Windhoek. Moreover, the performance was also enlivened by the performance of the Reog Jogja dance, which illustrates the readiness of soldiers to guard and protect the country, and the Jaipong Aduh Manis dance from West Java, which appear dynamically and cheerfully. The Indonesian Embassy in Windhoek also stated through the cultural performance, the guests who attended would increasingly get an explanation of the richness and diversity of Indonesian traditional cultures. Besides traditional dance performances, there was an exhibition of traditional Indonesian clothing presented by Dharma Wanita Persatuan and Indonesian Embassy staff. The highlights of the cultural performance was an angklung performance played by the Dharma Wanita Persatuan of the Indonesian Embassy in Windhoek and the Indonesian Embassy staff who performed two popular songs, namely La Paloma with Latin nuances and The Lion Sleeps Tonight with African nuances. The cultural event was closed with Indonesian typical food. Guests enjoy various Indonesian specialties such as chicken curry, tempe bacem, fried rice, and market snacks including cakes cookies, peanut brittle, and lapis Surabaya. The promotion of Indonesian culture carried out by the Indonesian Embassy in Windhoek has received recognition from the Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs of Namibia, Jenly Matundu. Furthermore, Deputy Foreign Minister Matundu emphasized that his side appreciates and welcomes various Indonesian cultural promotion activities by the Indonesian Embassy in Windhoek, which also involve the citizens of Namibia. Cultural promotion is a means of generating love for cultural heritage and strengthening identity as a nation. On the occasion, the Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs of Namibia, Matundu, also affirmed the commitment of the government of Namibia to continuously establish and enhance cooperation with the government of Indonesia. Well, listener, that was Diplomatic Corner.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Today in History. We begin with an event on October 19, 2005, when Saddam Hussein trial began. Saddam Hussein was the president of Iraq from July 16, 1979 to April 19, 2003. His power ended after Iraq was attacked by a U.S.-led coalition force. The interim or temporary government of Iraq was led by Ibrahim al-Jafari. Saddam went on trial on October 19, 2005. He was charged with ordering the killing of nearly 150 people in the predominantly Shiite city of Dujail in 1982, following a failed assassination attempt on Saddam. On November 5, 2006, Saddam was sentenced to death by hanging for his involvement in the Dujail case. Now we move to an event on October 19, 1987 about Bintaro tragedy. Bintaro tragedy was a collision involving two trains in Pondok Betung area, Bintaro, South Jakarta on October 19, 1987. The train accident was the worst disaster in the history of railways in Indonesia. This event also attracted public attention to the world. In the incident, 156 people were killed and more than 300 people were injured. We end today in history with 19 October 1954 about the birth of Herianto, an Indonesian badminton player. Herianto was an Indonesian badminton player in 1980s. He is one of the best badminton athletes. Herianto and his partner Kartono have won All England twice. First in the All England 1981, in the final, the pair defeated fellow Indonesian players Chun Chun and Johan Wahyudi with a score of 59-15-8. Next, in the 1984 All England, this pair managed to beat the British pair Mike Trajet and Martin Dew. In the 1981 World Championship, Herianto and Kartono won a silver medal after losing to fellow Indonesian players Christian Hadinata and Ade Chandra in the final. Well, listener, that was Today in History from Voice of Indonesia.
Katakan ku tak cinta isi hatiku hanyalah sayang. Perasaanku tak lebih dan tak kurang menganggapmu sahabat terindah. Paksa dia di sana, persahabatan yang telah terbina jangan ternoda oleh cinta. Bukan maksudku lukai hatimu, katakan ku tak cinta. Thank you.
Listeners, you are still with us. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, in today's edition, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Indonesian Finance Minister Sri Mulyani Indrawati met some colleagues and representatives of multilateral institutions amid the IMF annual meetings 2022 in Washington, D.C., U.S. on October the 15th. Antara News Agency on Sunday reported Minister Sri Mulyani met with the World Bank Regional Vice President for East Asia and Pacific, Manuela Vivero, and Vice President for Human Development, Mamta Murthy. They discussed some important agenda of Indonesia, including the development of also prospect of macroeconomy and financial sector reform that is being done by Indonesia through the draft bill of financial sector strengthening and development. They also discussed the carbon price instrument, pandemic preparedness of the financial intermediary fund managed by the World Bank, and the social protection system. On the occasion, Minister Sri Mulyani appreciated various support given by the World Bank, including the reformation of Indonesian social security, including the new initiative to provide social security in overcoming in the aging population. Onwards, the Indonesian government hoped the cooperation would keep going and strengthened. Sri Mulyani also met with the Governor of Japan Bank for International Cooperation, or GBIC, Nobuyutsu Hayashi, who recommended a cooperation on Energy Transition Mechanism, or ETM, Country Platform Indonesia, and green engagement towards carbon neutrality Indonesia. Later, Sri Mulyani met with the President of Islamic Development Bank, Muhammad Sulaiman Al-Jasser. In the meeting, the two discussed about the ETM for security, Indonesian share in the ISDB, and strong cooperation between Indonesia and the Islamic Development Bank. Besides that, Minister Sri Mulyani had a bilateral meeting with the Luxembourg Finance Minister, Laurent Bekkers, to discuss geopolitical and economic situation, financial sector priority, and sustainable financial cooperation in the Finance Minister Coalition for the Climate Change that is currently led by Indonesia and Finland. Sri Mulyani also met with the New Zealand Finance Minister Grant Robertson to discuss the Multilateral Development Banks, or MDB, including the cooperation in ADB, climate change and equal transition, as well as the Indo-Pacific Economic Framework, or IPEF.
Bukan salahmu bila diriku tak tahu bagaimana caranya mencintai. Bukannya aku tak cinta kamu, tak menyayangimu dengan sepenuh hatiku. Oh cintaku, biarkanlah cinta tumbuh dengan sendirinya dan mengajarkanku bijaksana dalam memaknai dan memahami. Oh, bersabarlah hingga tiba di suatu masa aku bisa jadi yang terbaik dalam hidupmu, dalam hidupmu, dalam hidupmu. Ini salahku, kekuranganku, yang mencintaimu dengan cara yang berbeda. Dapatkah kamu merasakannya? Ku bijaksana dalam memaknai dan memahami. Oh, bersabarlah hingga bahasa, aku bisa jadi yang terbaik dalam hidupmu, dalam hidupmu, dalam hidupmu. Duhai sayangku, tiada cinta seindah cinta, cinta yang tulus, yang mengajarkan bijaksana dalam memahami hati. Biarkan ku bijaksana dalam memaknai dan memahami. Oh, bersabarlah hingga tiba di suatu masa aku bisa jadi. Maafkanku menerima segala kekuranganku. Semoga Tuhan memberi waktu bagiku untuk membalas kasih sayangmu.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qawin tiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi syaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over dragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, we would like to present next segment, Indonesian Wonder. It is about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Bogor is a city located approximately 60 kilometers south of the capital Jakarta, has many natural attractions and museums to visit. One of museums which is worth visiting is the Bogor Zoological Museum in West Java. This museum has a collection which is related to the animal world, such as various preserved specimens and animal fossils. The museum is divided in two, one of which is open daily to the public, and it contains an exhibition space located on Jalan Insinyur Haji Juanda No. 9 Bogor, which is adjacent to the Bogor Botanical Garden, while another all function as a collection point and it's only open to the public once a year in October, located at the Cibinong Science Center, precisely on Jalan Jakarta Bogor, Kilometer 46 Cibinong Bogor. Both parts of the museum are managed by the Zoology Division of the Biological Research Center, LIPI. The Zoological Museum was founded in 1894 on the brainchild of the Dutch science G.C. Koenigsberger under the name Landbouw Zoologisch Laboratory. The establishment of the museum was inspired when the G.C. Koenigsberger previously visited the Colombo Museum in Sri Lanka. The building functioned originally as laboratory for research related to algae culture and zoology. The establishment of the museum is included in the master plan of the Aslands Pantentuin or Bogor Botanical Gardens. The museum's collection site has 24 collection rooms and was only occupied in 1997, with the construction being funded by grants from the World Bank and Japan. The scientific collection owned by this museum includes categories which as mammals, fish, birds, reptiles, and amphibians, molluscs, insects, and other invertebrates. There are not molluscs and insects.
Mau tahu apa yang ada di mimpimu? Sudahkah terisi cerita yang kamu tunggu? Jika kamu ingin aku di sana, aku mau. Menunggu semua yang masih belum pasti, menahan rindu yang makin gak terkendali. Belum tahu harus gimana caranya menghindarimu. Menjauh pergi tetap ada kamu lagi. Pejamkan mata yang terlihat kamu lagi. Belum tahu harus gimana caranya menghindarimu.
Pada mimpi yang belum tentu bisa terungkap. aku mau.
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is about berwisata di Lombok, which means traveling in Lombok. So stay tuned. We are going to present you a conversation entitled Ayo Kita Berangkat. Ayo Kita Berangkat, which means let's go. This conversation happens between Dev Singh, a tourist from India, and Laras, a tourist guide in Lombok. Laras picks Dev up at Mandalika Hotel in Mataram City and asks Dev to go to Kuta Mandalika Beach. Let's listen to the conversation.
Ayo kita berangkat ke pantai Kuta Mandalika sekarang.
Sebentar, saya sarapan dulu.
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to give you some vocabulary related to the topic of the day. I'm going to read it twice and you repeat after me. Ayo, ayo, which means let's go. Kita, kita, which means we. Berangkat, berangkat, which means go. Ke Pantai Kuta Mandalika, ke Pantai Kuta Mandalika, which means to Kuta Mandalika Beach. Sekarang, sekarang, which means now. Ayo kita berangkat ke Pantai Kuta Mandalika sekarang. Ayo kita berangkat ke Pantai Kuta Mandalika sekarang, which means let's go to Kuta Mandalika Beach now. In the conversation, you hear the sentence, Ayo kita berangkat ke Pantai Kuta Mandalika sekarang. Ayo kita berangkat ke Pantai Kuta Mandalika sekarang, which means let's go to Mandalika Beach now. In the sentence, there is the word ayo, ayo, which means let's go. It is used to invite someone. In the sentence, the word ayo, ayo, which means let's go, is used to state Lara's invitation to Dev to go to Kuta Mandalika Beach now. To invite someone, the word ayo, ayo, can be followed by an expression that states an activity. For example, berangkat ke Pantai Kuta Mandalika. Berangkat ke Pantai Kuta Mandalika, which means go to Kuta Mandalika Beach. Besides ayo, ayo, which means let's go, you can also use the word mari, mari, to invite someone. Let's listen to the following examples. Mari, mari, which means let's go. Mari kita makan ayam taliwang. Mari kita makan ayam taliwang, which means let's eat taliwang chicken. Mari istirahat dulu. Mari istirahat dulu, which means let's take rest. To state invitation, besides using the word ayo, ayo, and mari, mari, which means let us, you can also use the word yuk, yuk, which has the same meaning. The word yuk is usually used in an informal situation. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Ayo kita berangkat ke Pantai Kuta Mandalika sekarang.
Sebentar, saya sarapan dulu.
Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, next segment, we would like to give you information about music. And for today's edition, we will present traditional music.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, today's edition of Music Corner presents you a song from West Java entitled Sapunyere Pegat Simpai. The song contains an invitation to gather and have fun time while people are still close to each other, because one day everyone will be separated. Parting is destiny from God, but while still close, if it is better to create good memories together. Well, listener, here is the song Sapunyere Pegat Simpai by Mae Nurhayati. Enjoy the song.
Well, listeners, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. We would like to say thank you very much for your kind attention, listeners, for you to listen to our program for today. And we will give you another interesting information. And stay with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, and Twitter at Voi Indonesia, email voi@voinews.id.